Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. So yesterday we had a survivalist on, and we're talking about surviving in the snow and this and that. And he said the weirdest thing.
You know, and if you guys have never tried wiping your butt with snow, it's incredible. Incredibly clean, and
really?
You get that nice wake. Oh, yeah. Yeah, just you have to make sure it's good snow. Like, powder sticks to you, and icy snow scratches you. You got to have good, like, snowball snow.
Where do you put the snow afterwards?
You throw it at your friend.
Right? If you guys have never tried it, you have to try it and report back. It's,
huh. Yeah, that ain't happening.
It's not a ninth green at nine, like, prank or anything. Like, people legit do it.
Yeah, that ain't happening. Yeah,
it's like a frozen bidet.
How do you dry in between the cheeks before you pull your underwear?
You have to do that.
Yeah,
yeah, you kind of have to do that, like, you know, duck, you know, butt waddle thing. But then you put them on, you put your pants on. It's great.
Yeah, but
you, try it.
Doesn't your butthole freeze because now it's all wet?
I think I'd rather just die.
Yeah, just leave it dirty. At least it's warm. At least it's 98.6 degrees.
Anyone listening ever wiped their butt with snow?
Never.
Because I have to admit something. I hear this and I think, he might be right.
Oh, no.
The nice, cool feeling on the butthole might be delightful.
It
might be surprisingly delightful.
How much paper we would save?
If we had an ice machine right near the toilet?
Unless I had raging hemorrhoids going on right now. Definitely a big pain.
Okay, that would be good for that.
Then, it would soothe it, cool it, and numb it out.
Right, hot, spicy poop.
Maybe you didn't, you know, wipe with the snow, but maybe you sat in the snow naked.
Right. Or just pat it up there. Just kind of pat it.
Pat it up
pat
there.
Pat up there. Like, you know, like you're fixing a crack. You know, like plumber's putty.
Like some kind of a therapy or something.
Right.
I don't know. Like cryotherapy.
I want to try it. I think I want to try it, but I want to try it out. I got to bring the snow in the house.
Yeah.
Well, you got to do it in the bathtub.
Sit in the tub.
Or just block.
I'm not going to go and use that as...
Get yourself a little Tupperware.
Oh, you pull yourself.
Fill it. I can go in there.
Right.
Or making snow cones.
You pull the car to the side of the road. You open the door so no one can see you. And it's kind of just grab someone, just wet and just, you know.
Don't get yellow snow.
No, I'm with you. For certain. Like, if I'm going to do it, I want to have, like, my backyard snow. I don't want, like, someone's random parking lot snow.
Right. Yeah.
I want my backyard snow. I want to do it in my house.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll tell you what.
Right.
I'm going to do it today.
No.
And then I'll tell you tomorrow.
It's not the
first part. It's just the putting it on there.
Yeah.
I'm not going to clean, wipe, whatever.
Just going to jam it in there and see what happens.
Are you going to hold it there, though, like 30 seconds to get
How long?
Yeah, I think I just kind of go right through.
It's a quick swipe. Yeah.
Just get a good handful.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're going to have to pack it in a little bit.
You may see your neighbors put a for sale sign right away. I'm just letting you know now.
I'm doing it in the house, in the bathroom,
okay.
In the bathtub.
Very much better.
In
the bathtub, right. In the hot tub.
That would be weird to explain to the paramedics.
Right.
I can't walk. And what happened? You don't want to know.
I got me in the ice hole.
I slipped in the tub. Yeah, right. We hear that all the time.
Yeah, the shampoo bottle too, right, pal? Yeah.
I think
you did like after a hot shower.
Right.
The cold.
Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Right, just kind of shock your butthole.
Yeah. It's always kind of warm back there.
Yeah.
That would be refreshing, I think. Refreshing. It's like, this is different. I haven't felt coolness back here.
I could see if it was summertime, it would be a nice relief.
Mm.
You know, and get the swamp ass going
on. Yeah, right. Winter
know?
And
yeah,
so much.
Maybe save some snow in the freezer for those moments. You know?
The refrigerator does something to snow I'm not a fan of.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
It gets crystally.
It's crystally.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Like a bad ice pop.
Mm.
You get stuck to your ass.
Ass pops.
All right, I'm going to try it, and I'll report back to you all
right.
Tomorrow.
Ass pops.
Is there anything that you can think of that is surprisingly delightful? In other words, you hear it, and you're like, nope.
Yeah.
But we should all try it.
Yeah.
What do you have?
It's something I've done for years. Involves a Bic pen. Remember the kind that had the cap, the blue cap?
Oh, I've seen you do this a million times, and it's gross.
It's gross, but you're feeling. You take the long piece, and you scratch the inside of your ear.
So you take the cap.
The cap. Right. You take the cap, and you scratch. Oh, my God. My leg kicks. And that's how good it feels. Like,
that's how you get a perforated eardrum.
Oh, my God. You got a spot there, baby. That's funny.
Try it.
All right. So wait, the cap from a Bic pen.
Yeah, the cap.
You the blue cap.
Right. Get that long piece that goes down the pen.
The spiky part.
The spiky part. The part that's right. used to like hold it into your shirt.
Exactly. That can break off.
That spike.
It can break off.
That end of the spike. It's like having a really nice long fingernail. You're like, when it hits that part, it's like you need a cigarette afterwards. I'm telling you.
You're like a golden retriever.
It's awesome.
I know.
It's awesome.
It sounds like you finish after.
My dad turned me on to that. It's awesome.
Why did he one day just say, son?
No. Remember,
he puts his arm around you. Come here. I want to show you an old family treat.
Here's your own Bic pen. Yeah.
Your grandfather showed this to me.
No, I saw
him. And his father showed it to him.
I saw him do it. I saw the look on his face.
Like the watch in Pulp Fiction.
And then one day, I was sitting there with a pen, and I'm like, oh, he's right. It's awesome. Trust me, it works.
This is why I can't hear anything.
No, you don't pierce it. You gently, like, you know, just scratch
caress
the surface.
It. Yeah. Got you.
All right, so swiping snow and then the pen cap in the ear.
Pen cap in the ear, yes.
I will not be trying the pen cap in the ear. No offense to your family tradition.
No problem.
I just, I need these for work.
And sometimes the cap will rust, remove some wax from your ear, too, and you get to scrape it off.
Butt wiping with snow.
Yes.
And sticking a pen in your ear.
The cap.
Yeah.
Very important.
Scariest part of it.
Yeah, because the entire pen would be weird. Weird.
Why am I drawing my ear?
Yeah. All right. Those are two things that we've listed as surprisingly delightful.
Yes.
We're not looking for delightful. We all know what's delightful.
Yes.
A pizza, a beer, a first sip of coffee.
Exactly.
All easy.
Sex, yep.
A commute to work with no traffic. We all like that. It's not surprising.
Right. No.
We're looking for things that, like, that doesn't sound great.
But it is.
But you have to try it.
Exactly.
Ruth?
I really enjoy doing chemical foot peels. So there's this product. It's called Baby Foot. It comes in a little package. Emily, do you know?
I've never tried them.
Okay. Right now, so it's a package.
And AJ, have you tried it?
No, I have not.
Yeah.
No. AJ's interested. I could see his face. Well, he's like, I'm in.
Well, no, my feet are surprisingly soft and mad white. So, yeah, but just saying.
All right. Okay, they're surprisingly delightful.
Maybe they are.
You can get them at like Ulta, or you could order them from Amazon.
This isn't surprising.
A foot
is it surprising?
No. So this is how it works. You have these.
Like a snake?
It's like these little like plastic like baggies full of like goop. Some kind of goop.
You put your foot in a bag of goo.
Yeah, and you let it sit for about an hour, and then you wash it off. But then the fun part is after about 3 to 4 days, your skin just starts coming off. Like in these big
You're
pieces.
Shedding?
You shed.
In your socks. In your house.
Like a boa constrictor?
Yeah.
So like,
and I don't know. There's something about it that's just so satisfying. I don't know.
Picking off your old skin.
So yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If I like go to your house, there's like a fake foot sitting there.
So Matt might walk in the living room and see you like, peeling skin off your feet.
It's like a roll
up. I have pictures from the last time I did it. I'll see if I can find them.
No, we're good.
Just send them to AJ.
Yeah, we're good.
You know my private email, right?
But I'll tell you, they work. Because after all the dead skin comes off, your feet are so nice
like a baby.
And smooth. Yeah.
I'm going on Ulta.
No, but there's always
right
that
now.
One piece or two that won't come off. And like, you almost want to take sandpaper to it, right?
Oh, yeah. Then you can get the grater.
Yeah,
the grater. Oh, my God.
That's fun, too.
The pet egg?
Yeah, the pet egg. Yeah. All the shavings afterwards. Oh. Yeah. It was like fresh Romano.
What's the largest sheet that ever came off?
Right. Do you keep track?
Yeah.
Do you like pin them to a board somewhere?
Yeah, I put them in a little container and I keep them.
You know, making a gift for her husband.
You know, she makes Christmas ornaments out of them.
You know, when a snake sheds its skin, you see it almost like an invisible snake.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it like an invisible foot?
Yeah, I knew the joke you made before. Like when it didn't work.
I'm just surmising. Yeah.
Yeah. No. It looks like the skin is like kind of it's still on your foot, but it's detached, and you could just grab it and just like pull it right off.
It'd be great if you could just peel one thing, and there's the foot. So, like to what you're saying, AJ.
Yeah.
It becomes a sock.
Exactly. Yeah.
Made of skin.
Right. Like taking a latex glove off.
Right.
Shedding layers.
It's pretty close.
Okay, that's definitely something that's surprisingly delightful because it doesn't sound great.
Yeah. I don't know about that one.
Yeah.
I don't know about that one. I have to try and see.
Jennifer does all that weirdo stuff.
It's self-care.
Self-care.
Well, yeah, I call it weirdo.
Yeah. You call it self-care.
Right.
You call it taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
I call it weird.
Do I look good?
This is probably the worst subject to take an unscreened call, but let's do it.
Let's do it.
Chaz and AJ.
I just want to collaborate on what she was talking about. She makes a mask out and she goes, "Hello, Carice."
Right. Are you going to knit a suit out of it?
Yeah, she's making a face mask out of foot skin.
Nice.
Lady Gaga would wear it, it seems like.
That's right. All right, so that's, all right.
That's surprising.
Let's see here.
Delightful.
We got wiping with snow.
Yeah, butthole snow.
Butthole on your, snow on your butthole.
Snow on the butthole, yeah.
We got the pen cap in your ear.
Pen cap ear scratch, yes.
And foot peel.
Yes.
As things that are surprisingly delightful.
Yes.
Mr. Pickles.
Hey, good morning. It's Dr. Pickles.
Okay.
So kind of similar to the butt wiping. You strip down naked, jump in the snow. It's better than a cup of coffee.
Really?
It's like back and forth from the hot tub to the pool.
Oh, that'll wake you up.
Yeah.
That'll wake you up. Only make sure there's not a rake down below.
There was one time on my birthday, I got so buzzed. I'm like, it's in January.
Yeah.
I call it the boat's rocking.
Okay.
The ship's rocking.
Okay, yeah.
You're moving, the whole house is like,
the world's moving.
I got to go outside.
Yeah.
Took off my shirt, just dove in the snow, and just laid there. And I swear to God, I heard the snow just going, like steam was coming off my body. I'm like, okay.
That was the alcohol.
This feels good.
That was the alcohol leaving your body.
Yeah, I don't recommend it to anyone.
No.
Coyotes were running away.
We're out of here.
Something horrible's about to happen.
Yeah.
If you get any issues with your snow wipe, don't call the paramedic. Just call a plumber. Tell him you got a frozen pipe.
Right. Tell him something when you crack.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank
you. Have a good one, guys.
You too.
All right, Phil, you have one?
I have one that's not graphic, and I don't know if I want to fill the foot skin with this. You know my thoughts on mayonnaise. I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it. We have it because, other people in the house like it. There is a chef that claims you can use three ingredients to make a microwaved omelet that is incredible. And it was the way he was talking about it. I was like, all right, I have to try it. It's one egg, a tablespoon of mayonnaise, and then you put a little bit of butter in like one of the, you could get like one of those little tiny Pyrex Tupperware, or you can use like a ramekin or something that you can microwave. You put butter in the bottom of that. So there's your three ingredients, butter, mayonnaise, egg, microwave for literally 35 seconds. And it's an amazing omelet.
Really?
Wow.
Yes. Sometimes it could be a little loose because of the butter. You have to like find the right spot and heat, like every microwave is a little different. But to have like a meal basically ready in under a minute, it was unbelievably good.
That's incredible.
You can add things to it as well.
Mayo.
You know, want to throw some herbs in there or whatever. Like it'll
bacon.
Work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. That's something that doesn't sound great because of the mayo.
Right.
It
and the
seems,
egg.
It sounds like a night in the bowl. Yeah.
It
egg
seems
and a mayo.
Like a lot. Too.
Not two things I'd
like
want together.
Yeah. No.
I don't like microwave.
It's something about the way that the mayonnaise and the egg mix together when you microwave it. It comes out very fluffy.
I think I'd rather try this than trying the snow on my butthole.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
You might need to try the snow.
Yeah, really. When the mayo turned.
That should be a cure for like too much hot sauce the night before.
Right.
Grab some snow.
Just pack your
put it you know where.
Right.
Chaz and AJ.
Hello?
Is it me?
Yes.
It's you.
Oh, greetings. It's Cooper in Terryville.
Hey.
So I have leg pain, and something I do that's oddly satisfying to correct it is when I'm laying in bed trying to stretch out, you stretch whatever leg hurts until you're on the verge of a Charlie horse, and you hold it there for a little bit, and then you just go over the edge and you give yourself a Charlie horse, and as you're coming down from that pain, it's oddly satisfying, and my sciatic nerve doesn't hurt for a while after that.
Huh.
Oh.
I don't know about that.
Maybe you're like releasing.
Do you like having
something?
A lady whip you too?
All right. So things that are surprisingly delightful.
Yes.
Not delightful. Surprisingly.
Surprisingly.
Like you wouldn't think putting snow on your butthole would be delightful, but Kevin Estella, who's a survivalist, said, don't knock until you try it.
Swears by it, yeah.
AJ says, pen cap in your ear.
Yes.
Every smart human on the planet says, don't do it.
Oh, yeah.
AJ says, got to try it.
Oh, no, you got to. Yes.
Ruth loves peeling skin from her feet.
She does.
And making a coat, like, but that's a whole nother
or
thing.
Or nachos.
Mini skirt.
Phil says, egg, mayo.
And butter.
And butter. Yeah. In a microwave.
35 seconds.
Perfect.
Great omelet, yes.
Rob in Manorville, Long Island.
I have to say that when you're doing deliveries, finding a porta potty that is fresh and not used is surprisingly delightful.
Yes.
Ooh. Yes.
You're surprised and it's so nice.
Right. No matter what temperature is outside.
Right.
Finding, I had to have 3 days in a row where I found 3 different porta potties that were brand new. Nice. That was a good week.
That's great. When you open and you smell the freshness.
Yeah. Yes.
And you see on the sign, just serviced. You're like, oh.
Yeah. You smell the hand sanitizer on the wall still there.
Right.
You smell the blue water.
It's blue.
With nothing in it.
There's nothing in it.
Yeah, there's no,
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Nice.
But you just got to worry about if it froze over, because then it just, it smells really bad. It was very cold, so that porta potty smelled really bad.
All right. I don't know what the accent is. But your accent was surprisingly delightful.
Yeah.
All right. So snow on your butthole, peeling skin off your feet, sticking a pen cap in your ear.
Yep.
The 35-second egg and mayo.
Our favorite things.
We're calling. That'd make a wild song.
Yes, it would.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. We're talking about the things that are surprisingly delightful. Like you hear it and you say, no.
Right. But it is.
But then you do it, and you're like, yes.
Ah, they're onto something here. Yeah. Or they're on something here. One of the
What'd
two.
You get off of Twitch?
Kimmy's 3 says, this feels great. Face plant in snow on your outdoor picnic table. You see a perfect form of your face.
Okay.
I might do it accidentally.
On a Saturday night.
Right. Or I'm just a klutz. One of the two.
John Miller Place.
Good morning, crew.
Hey.
Good morning. My call. All right, so here's one. As a teacher, every now and then they'll throw, the PTA will say, we have a buffet breakfast for you in the faculty room. Surprisingly delightful when you go down there and there's actually some breakfast left.
All right, that's not surprising that you're happy that there's still food there.
Right.
That's normal.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah. But thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Maybe you were surprised.
And thank you for doing what you do.
Yes, you poor thing.
You know, it'd be weird if you said, you know what's surprisingly delightful? Being in a room with 36-year-olds every day.
Yes.
I'd be like, that's surprising.
Yeah, very surprising.
That's surprising.
Yeah, let me check your blood pressure.
I'm not going to try it, but it's surprising.
I need you to pee in this cup.
Surprisingly delightful then would be is when I explain the directions one time, and I don't have to repeat the directions 74 times.
No, that's not surprising. No. That's normal.
That's normal, yeah.
That's delightful.
Surprising if they got the first time.
You're a teacher. Yeah. Why do I have to explain this to you? Do you look up the word surprising? And by the way, I just accidentally stumbled upon one of the things that I find surprisingly delightful.
Okay.
Yelling at people.
That's not surprising. It's,
you know what? You're right.
Thank you.
That isn't surprising.
No, it's not.
No, but I don't know why. Getting upset over the dumbest things makes me happy.
Okay.
It's grounding.
Yelling at the guy who's going to save the world.
Yes.
Because he's doing vocal fry. Throwing off an author.
Right.
Throwing his book in the garbage.
Right.
Because he keeps saying, well, you got to read the book. And I say, here's the sound of your book going in the garbage.
That was a loud sound.
That makes me so happy.
Kathump. Yeah, it's not a surprise, though.
Holding a door for someone, they walk through and then going, you're welcome.
Right.
Happy.
Right.
It's delightful.
Right. Over some steaks being cut.
Steaks.
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 Yeah. No, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
It's delightful. Mm.
But it's surprising.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's surprising, isn't it? Most people feel bad about these things. No?
No, yelling is great.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, everyone likes it?
Yeah, we all yell.
So it's not surprisingly delightful.
I yelled at the snow this morning. You mother...
Right. She yelled at the weather. She yelled at frozen precipitation.
Oh, I found it nuts.
Okay.
It's great having a toddler because I start yelling and then he thinks it's a game and we're yelling together now. So it's like an easy way to get my mother-in-law off the phone. It's like, oh, I don't know. He's out of his mind.
Yeah. We're going nuts here. Gotta go. All right, so that's not surprisingly delightful.
No,
it's just everyone enjoys a good yell.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody likes being yelled at, but doing the yelling, fantastic.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, now someone's yelling at you and you find it surprisingly.
Wait a minute. Hold it. So you're saying I'm normal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Very good.
Now being yelled at and liking it, that's surprisingly.
Yeah.
Oh, that's surprisingly delightful, being yelled at.
Right. And usually you pay for that too. I'm just saying.
You're right. Being yelled at and liking it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some guys are into that. It's weird.
Really?
Yeah,
I've heard this.
When I'm meaner as a bartender, sometimes the guys tip me more. So I'm like, why am I being nice for no reason? I'm just going to be a jerk.
Really?
Yeah. Or like not meaner, but like sassier.
Yeah, that has not worked for me in the house. So try it at the bar. Don't try it at the house. Okay. All right. James in Wallingford.
Hey, good morning.
Hey. Good
morning.
Hey, I'm going to say picking a nice scab.
Picking a scab.
You're right.
Yeah. They tell you not
so
to do it, but you do it anyway.
Great.
They do it anyway.
Yeah. Yep.
It's like a big barbecue potato chip in your hand.
I'm not talking about like a junkie picking. I'm just talking about that nice scab that's like,
oh, that scab.
You skin your knee like 3 weeks ago and you get that barbecue potato chip on your leg.
Yeah.
And you look at it. You check the back. It's like, oh, it's right over here. But it's a nice, it's like a piece of chicken that you just shake and bake.
He's right.
He's right.
He's right.